You know, that Disney movie Frozen's classic battle of sisterhood just might have been inspired by the enduring Williams sisters. Venus versus Serena Williams at the U.S. Open last night. Younger Serena won in the end. But birth order never bothered Serena anyway.
We are very, very tough competitors on the court, but, you know, once the match is over, the second it's done, you know, we're sisters, we're roommates, and we're all that.
It was quite the pressure cooker at the U.S. Open quarterfinals last night. On the line for Serena, a grand slam, winning all four single titles in the same calendar year. She still has to win the U.S. Open. But to get there, she had to face her sister Venus. On the line for Venus, older sister pride, family legacy, a soft touch for the little sis, who knows? But it was operatic and Freudian to watch the 27th meeting between Venus and Serena as pro tennis players. Courtney Nguyen, senior writer for WTA Insider, was at the match. Welcome back to The Takeaway, Courtney.
Thank you.
It was a potboiler in my living room last night with my three daughters, two twin sisters watching this, trying to imagine what they would be. What was it like at Arthur Ashe Stadium?
It was, it was the coronation in a lot of ways of just those two sisters coming together, 17 years of what they've contributed to the sport as a pair. And it was tough, I think, for that Arthur Ashe crowd. They didn't really know who to back.
Who did you back?
You know, I'm an older sister, personally, for me.
That's so huge.
Yeah, for me, I just related to what Venus Williams was going through out there, you know, to her younger sister who has surpassed her in a lot of ways, obviously in the record books and still dominating the sport, and Venus still kind of struggling a little bit to stay relevant and to really challenge for titles. I felt that story. There was a resonance there. And so on that level, I was kind of rooting for Venus just to make it a tough, good match.
But it's tough. I mean, if you're the oldest,
absolutely,
you can't win. Venus couldn't win last night.
If she took it
away from Serena, ouch.
Yeah, I mean, there's always kind of a no-win situation whenever those two have played. You know, I mean, everybody thinks that there's some sort of something untoward going on in behind the scenes. But I think if you watch that match, you saw how hard each of them fought. And that was one of the best performances I've seen from Venus Williams in a very long time. Just really clean. At the end of the day, she's not as good of a tennis player these days as her sister. And that bore out in the scoreline. You know, I was thinking about it a lot with my younger sister. And I was thinking, man, I don't think that I would have had the fortitude to go out there and perform as well as Venus Williams did against my kid sister who was going for history, trying to rewrite record books. I wouldn't have been able to do it. I would have lost six love in 20 minutes, and I'm an incredibly competitive person. But,
my daughter said the same thing. They couldn't have handled the emotional pressure. It didn't matter what their talent was, that's for sure. What do you make of the visual transformation in women's tennis because of the Williams sisters over the last 17 years?
I mean, it's impossible to ignore just the racial makeup of the tour in terms of how much it's changed. I mean, you look at a lot of the young talent, especially among the Americans on the WTA tour, and you're looking at Madison Keys, you're looking at Sloane Stephens. These are a whole bevy of young players who grew up seeing Venus and Serena compete, win major titles, and thought, I want to do the exact same thing. And I'm very much a believer in you got to see it to be it. Billie Jean King always says that, and I think that makes a difference.
But it even goes a step beyond that, I think, also, in that these guys broke down barriers, Venus and Serena. But in Serena's case particularly, she defines supreme excellence.
She does. That
transcends tennis.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's why this story of her going for the Grand Slam in New York has really captured the imagination of everyone, because it's an opportunity for us to really reflect and appreciate what Serena Williams is, because for the most part, tennis has its certain place in the United States and people maybe aren't paying attention and maybe take for granted what Serena Williams has been able to do over the course of her career. And in this moment, people are stopping and they're taking time to really reflect on what she's done. And it's absolutely incredible. She will go down as one of the greatest female athletes ever, if not the greatest female athlete ever. It's not a question for me.
Yeah, exactly. No qualifier.
It's just an incredible thing that she's doing. She's 33 and still dominating a sport that's supposed to be for kids, you know?
Okay, now we've kind of blown it. I mean, that was just the quarterfinals.
Yeah.
She's got to win the U.S. Open.
She's got to win.
So who does she face between now and the end of the tournament?
So next up for her is a surprise semifinalist named Roberta Vinci, 32 years old from Italy, ranked 43 in the world. No one expected Roberta Vinci to be in the semifinals, but then in the finals, she could potentially face one of three players who's actually given her a good amount of trouble over the last 12 months. In number two, Simona Halep. You also have Petra Kvitova, who handed her one of her two losses this year. And then you have Victoria Azarenka, who everybody's always said Azarenka's the one who's going to potentially challenge Serena. Has played her twice in the finals here in New York. So if one of those three makes it through, we're in for a pretty great final.
You're already making me nervous. Here are what our listeners are saying about the sort of birth order issue here. From Texas, my brother is 2 years younger than I. We shared a bedroom throughout our childhood. We did not get along. We were rivals for everything from our parents' attention to who got the larger bowl of cereal. Now in our 40s, we are as close as two brothers can be. We were best men at each other's weddings. My parents always said, you'll be glad you have a brother someday. And were they ever right? I think Serena and Venus get along.
They do. They do get along. And it's always been one of those things where as Serena was growing up, she wanted what Venus had. It's that typical little sister, big sister thing. And Venus was a champion. Venus was winning matches. Venus played tennis. I want to play tennis. And I think in a lot of ways, when you look at both of them, there is no Serena without Venus. Venus broke down a lot of barriers for her sister. It was an incredibly polarizing figure, being the first of the Williamses to come through. So in a lot of ways, she paved the path and allowed and gave Serena space and kind of protected her little sister. I always think it was a weird thing because her father, their father, was always very adamant that Serena was the better of the two. He said this back when they were teenagers. And so I always wonder, again, because I relate to Venus, I wonder what that must have been like.
A couple more here. Charles in South Carolina. My brother and I were competitive in every sport we ever played growing up. I would always beat him in every sport, and this forced him to continue to try new sports because we both hated to lose. He stumbled upon the game of golf, and it turned out that he was destined to make a living in the sport. And from the day that he decided to take the game seriously around the age of 14, I don't think I have ever beat him, although I continued to try.
This is Nassim from Silverton, Oregon, and I have never faced a rivalry with my two siblings, but I have to say I do appreciate the grace and support both of the Williams sisters give to one another. It impresses me, and I think it's a great role model for everyone.
Sisters rule.
Sisters rule.
That's the lesson.
It is the lesson. That's what I said. I was like, you know, last night was about sisterhood. That's what that match was all about, and it put it front and center, and it was very cool to be a part of.
Courtney, thanks so much.
No problem.
We'd love to hear your stories. 8778-MY-TAKE is our number, and there's much more at thetakeaway.org. Courtney Nguyen is a senior writer for WTA Insider. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.